You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store. Race 1.
Cradle Mountain is sure to be a fairly warm order here, off the back of a decent run down in Sligo the last day when run out of it late on by Sindar Sandy, who obviously pulled off a bit of a shock. Certainly didn't think there was anything wrong with Judge of O'Brien's horse's performance on that occasion. Probably the soft ground counted against him late on, but he looks as though he's still going in the right direction and he can give another good solid account. But back in third is the one I'm quite keen on here tonight, and that was Wait for Dave, who ran a very promising race on that occasion considering it was his debut. A fairly modest performer on the level, only rated 52, but he stepped up markedly in what he'd done previously on the flat in that race down in Sligo. He travelled really well in it as well. He looked like he was going to win turning in, but the lack of experience and race sharpness just took its toll in the latter stages. But there's quite a lot to like about that performance, and I'm sure he'll come on for the run. I just think he's probably got the most latent improvement in him of these runners here tonight. So around about 5-1 this morning. Wait for Dave is the choice in the first race.
Race 2.
This is an absolute shocker in all fairness. There isn't a great deal to go on here. Not a great deal of strength in depth. Jack the Wire is bound to be the warm order here for Mustava, that does particularly well here at Badding Robe. At least he's got winning form in the bag as well, albeit back in 2015 when he won a bumper. He ran reasonably well last time out behind one of Judge O'Brien's. Calls Axatoris. That form is just fairly modest. I wouldn't get overly carried away with it. The time figure wasn't all that good. But, you know, in the race of this context, he's got a favourite chance. But whether I want to take 4-6 is very much a mute point. Therefore, I'll probably be looking for an each-way alternative in the shape of Omega Springs, trained by the Liam Casey stable. He ran a good bit better than his finishing position suggested. The last time we saw him, on May the 4th at Tremor, he looked the most likely winner turning for home, only for him to get a little bit tired as they met the rising ground in the latter stages, and he ended up fading back into the pack into 7th. But he's got some decent handicap hurdle form, most notably when runner-up behind Manuka at Clonmel's 3 starts ago. I actually felt he should have won that day, but his amateur jockey on that occasion just probably delayed the waiting tactics a little bit too long. He probably would have needed that run last time out. That was his first one for the best part of 6 months. So he's going to strip a little bit fitter here tonight. So in a race that won't take a great deal of winning, I'm scrambling around really for a selection. Omega Springs strikes me as being the one here at 9-1 this morning.
Race number 3.
All eyes will definitely be on Gordon Elliott's Buonawatte Boy, who is one of the only winners in the race. Quite a few of these have yet to get their head in front and they struggle in for form, but this fella certainly isn't. On the back of his last two runs anyway, he's certainly got a great chance of providing his in-form stable with another winner. He was a worthy winner 2 starts ago at Kilbeggan when he beat Long Journey Home, who's gone on to win subsequently. That form looks rock solid. And then he ran well when he was favoured the other day at Garran Park, but he just bumped into Cool Fighter, who went there off the back of a win the time before. But the pair of them were well clear, so the form looks solid. He ran poorly at Bellistown the other day, but the ground obviously went against him. It was too soft for him and he never ran his race when sent off favourite. He's back over hurdles tonight. The ground's drying out all the time. And on this better surface, I could certainly see Buonawatte Boy going very close. Another one to consider here is Kentucky Lass, a horse that really loves it here at Ballin Robe. On the 3 times that she's shipped up to this tight track, she's finished place twice. And if you go back to that run 2 starts ago, of course you'll see her victorious at Roscommon when she's standing very strongly to beat Beautiful Ben. A little bit disappointing when returning to the track there the last day, but albeit, you know, it was a very competitive race, and in this kind of level there isn't a great deal to choose between the top and the bottom horses really. So Kentucky Lass has got to be a consideration at a track around a track where he's gone well before. So those are my two to consider there: Buonawatte Boy and Kentucky Lass.
Race 4.
On to race four then, which looks probably the best race on the card, certainly quality-wise anyway. Brings together six horses of decent ability. The favourite here is Miguel Angel, who's improving run by run. Didn't really do a great deal around this track first time out in a bumper when only 6 of 10 when sent off 7-2. And once again got well and truly brushed aside at Sligo last time out behind Lucky 7. It was just slightly notable to me this horse was a 33-1 shot that day, suggesting that the stabber don't think he's much good. But to be fair, he did improve quite markedly when he won at Tremorley the day. Now, that was due to the ground. That was the first time this son of Enrique was able to run on a good to firm surface, and he really quickened up well. So, you know, he's not one to be disregarded here. Rise of an Empire, he's probably the most solid performer in this race. He's likely to make the run in, and he's been running consistently well throughout the summer jumping period. But the one I quite like here is that horse that beat Miguel Angel down in Sligo the other day. It was a spectacular performance by Ewan Dorscharge. He literally looked as though he just joined into the race, coming up the hill and jumping the second last. He bounded to the front. She had a really nice turn of foot, round in the home turn and over the last and on the running, and he powered his way clear to winning quite a decent time figure. The race has worked out well. Obviously, Miguel Angel himself has won, and Sizing Alberta down the field has also won as well. So, absolutely nothing wrong with the form whatsoever as far as I can see. And I didn't think there was any fluke about that performance. Providing he doesn't bounce, because obviously that was his first run for the thick end of 3 years, then he must have a great, great chance in this race. I do like him. I think he's a nice type, and he's a massive price this morning, around about 7 or 8 to 1. So Lucky 7, hopefully he won't go too far wrong with him in the 7:30.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, which is the 8 o'clock. Again, another very competitive hurdle we've got to deal with here. Fury's Fort is likely to be all the rage. He comes off the back of a hat-trick. Ever since he's had the hood on, he hasn't really looked back. He won at Downroar first time out, and his last two wins at Limerick have proved that he's still very much on the upgrade. The form of that race in Limerick last time out was good. Crocodile Dundee ran well next time out Killarney. And Oisin James, who was 7th, he's won subsequently. So if he handles the tight nature of this track compared to the galloping tracks he has been running on, he's likely to take all the beating. But I'm going to go against him here on this occasion and go with Little Hearth from the Desmond McDonald stable. This horse has run well here before when he was second in a bumper behind Alton Bay back in 2014. And he's generally a consistent sort over hurdles, as we can see by his form figures. He ran really, really well off a break the last day down in Bellistown in a competitive handicap when he started very strongly from two out to finish and never near his second behind Heist, who got first run. But that was a really encouraging effort from this six-year-old. Hopefully that run will do him good, bring him on quite a bit. And I expect him to be there or thereabouts in a race, which is definitely one of the most keenly contested on the card. Available back around about 11-2 this morning. Little Hearth is the each way choice there.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:30, and again, another very competitive handicap hurdle for punters to get their head around, but I'm going to concentrate on the second favourite here, which is Captains and Kings from the Adrian Joyce stable. Now, the reason I fancy this is twofold, really. I do think the horse has got one of the best bit of form credentials coming into this, but it's this Conor Brazel, which I'm highlighting for punters here. If you're not yet familiar with Conor, he's very much one of the best conditional jockeys, if not the best at the moment, over in Ireland. He's had 4 or 5 winners recently, the likes of Long Journey Home, Chadiak, Kilcara Boy and Herbie Goes Bananas. He's won on a variety of horses at various prices, suggesting that this lad can really operate in the saddle. And he gets a leg over here on this horse who carries top weight, so that'll come in handy. He'll race off obviously off a mark of 85 with his £7 claim. And this horse ran really well last time out in a competitive handicap at Sligo, when he was just run out a bit late on by two horses that liked the track, Havana Dancer and Drive the Bus. And if he wouldn't have gone onto the inside rail, he might have even actually won that race. I just think it was a bit of a disadvantage to race around the swamp. And obviously he's got a great chance on that performance. He's by a sire as well, which lends itself to fast ground rather than soft ground. And in a fairly weakish race, I think he's going to go very close here tonight, like I say, with Conor on board. So Captains and Kings, strong each-way choice there in the 8:30.
And the final race.
Scouting through my speed figures this morning, I did notice that not one of the ones that have got any form in the book have done anything strong on the numbers. So it's obviously going to go to a newcomer here. And with that in mind, it looks between West Burma and Boynton Wrath, obviously from two very, very powerful stables. I'm going to go with West Burma, courtesy of it being out of a sire that has produced several bumper winners previously, most notably Supreme Carolina and Captain Cow. Now, both of those two horses won on debuts, on their debuts, which is obviously very encouraging. Supreme Carolina won at Listowel, and Captain Carroll won at Wexford. So it could well be that this horse, by Arakan, follows suit, first time out for the informed Willie Mullins stable. Certainly that's the theory anyway, and it's been well back this morning into around about 1-2 at time of recording. So very strong choice there in the final race. OK, then just a quick recap then of the selections here tonight. Ballinrobe, Wait for Dave each way in the first. Omega Springs, again, another each way suggesting in the 6:30. Two against the field in the 7 o'clock are Buonawatte Boy and Kentucky Lass. Don't think there's anything fluky or lucky about Lucky Seven's win last day, and he's the choice in the 7:30. Little Half each way in the 8 o'clock looks fairly solid there. The penultimate race, Captains and Kings, with the excellent Conor Brazel in the plate, will do for me there. And the final race, West Burma, should provide Willie Mullins with another winner in a bumper. Thanks very much for listening to this version of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do join us again tomorrow, where we're going to be taking a look at the evening card at Nace on the Flat. It's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.